Nah, he selling cars, it be him and Lil Rome. I'm just trying to offset what he was saying on my phone. Nowadays, niggas don't need shovels to bury you. Pointing fingers like pallbearers, how they carry you. So much for death before dishonor.
Might as well hello, everyone.
Open gavel like your honor. I just sit and wonder.
Wednesday, I think,
you
right?
Ride like lightning, then you crash like thunder. Seen your baby mama. She ain't even know if she should speak. What the fuck is there to say? Knowing her king's now weak, saying,
sorry, nigga. I'm trying to come home. Yeah, sorry, nigga. I'm trying to come home. Well, the walls are talking to me, and I know you think I'm wrong. But sorry, nigga. I'm trying to come home. Hey!
Let's talk real niggas. Let's speak real, nigga. How many niggas you know snitching you ain't killed, nigga? Covered his own tracks. He didn't care that we had a legacy he killed.
There was a brief period of time there that I was not going to be coming in today because I had to deal with a bunch of fucking bullshit. Break your heart when a man you call your brother be the same when they set in motion all the undercovers. Call my mom, mother, was at my graduation. Seems like it's, oh, whatever, it's, you know, it's not going to be end of the world type stuff. Like, the letter I got from the city sure made it fucking sound like that. Like, hey, you got 10 business days, so we're going to start charging you $1,000 a day, son. Like, what? That seems like something I should have known about before right now. Now I'm running late. I gotta try to. Hopefully, I get into the office a little bit before 11 here because I got a meeting. I'm now officially like against the clock on, but first I gotta run to this gas station. Moving. So I got a letter in the mail. I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said they were suckers. They wanted to come inspect my water heater or whatever. Picture me giving a damn. I said never. Actually, instead, I called up the plumbers that did the work to say, like, what the fuck? Like, no one said nothing about no permit shit. To which, like, the, you know, the person who answered the phone was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, we can send someone out to, you know, to perform some maintenance on it for the inspection, and it'll be $79. I'm like, eventually, like, I just couldn't make her understand, like, and I just need to know, like, do you have paperwork you can fax to the city to make this go away? So I was like, yeah, fine, no, send out a plumber. I will talk to the plumber. Hopefully they can understand what the fuck is going on. And then I called the city and had to leave a message for them. And said, like, hey, I got this letter that says this is your last attempt to contact me, but it's your first attempt to contact me. Also, like, 10 business days seems like a bit of a tight turnaround. Also, I'm gone for 8 of those next 10 business days. So what's the deal? So while I was waiting for the plumber, the city called back, and a very nice woman told me, like, oh, yeah, you know, we've been cleaning out our files, and, you know, it just seems like that there's some plumbers that dropped the ball and didn't tell people that this is something that would have to get dealt with, or didn't take care of this. So, you know, we're not going to come after you for money because you called us and are trying to, you know, trying to work with us on this and all this other stuff. So, like, great, okay, let's schedule a time for some day that is not in the next 10 days. So I got an appointment scheduled for a couple of weeks from now. So I called back and canceled the plumber. And I figure if the city gets out there and says a bunch of shit about my water heater, at that point I'll get a hold of the plumber that did the work and go, you fucked up. Yeah, what a fucking hassle. All I wanted was to talk to one reasonable human being, and then when that was not immediately available, oh. But then a reasonable human being called me back, and everything was fine. I got that letter last night, just fucking jaw drops, like, what the fuck? And, like, the worst possible timing. Yeah. What if it was right before E3? That seems worse. That's the thing you don't understand. I'm out all next week for E3 stuff. So it might as well be E3. That'll have to get dealt with when I get back, and that still sucks. Because, you know, it's like when I get back, everything's going to be hectic too. But yeah, I've never gotten caught up in, like, city bureaucracy, like, permit-type shit before. That's a new one. It's like, oh, they always hear about, like, ah, I gotta work with the fucking city, blah. And, yeah. Yeah, so I've spent, like, the last, 14 hours being, like, pissed. Basically, since I, like, 5 minutes after I turned off the stream last night after getting home to open that letter, until about 20 minutes before starting this one, I have been fucking furious.
my dick got wrinkles. Sex life creepy, collecting dildos. These days girls grow up young, can't believe what they can do with their tongue. They must watch Pornhub, cause they spit and twist on the dick like grown-ups. I can't commit to shit, a cell phone plan, better get a bitch. My life seem hopeless, at least I got drugs and the kid ain't homeless.
What am I doing with my life?
I don't know, what am I doing with my life?
What am I doing with my life? Oh yeah, having fun, getting pussy every night. What am I doing with my life?
I don't know, what am I doing with my life?
What am I doing with my life? Oh yeah, having fun, party every night.
It all started on September 3, 2 years ago. My girl don't remember me, bitch. Now I'm just history. I feel like James Cole.
Song with a message.
What am I doing with my life?
What am I doing with my life? Oh yeah, having fun, party every night.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Critter, Beardo, careers in the shitter. Shoulda, woulda, got signed, but no, I chose to snort coke lines. Wish I woulda been writing rhymes. Caught my girl sucking dick on vine. Now I'm depressed, like a teenager. To death. If I had an AK, I'd get drunk and blow myself away. I lost my bitch. I lost my car, now I'm losing my shit. I'm staring in the mirror. I hate you, Beardo, looking through a tear. So what's the point to life? What? To get a wife? Fuck that, I'm gonna stay high.
What am I doing with my life?
I don't know, what am I doing with my life?
What am I doing with my life? Oh yeah, having fun, getting pussy every night. What am I doing with my life?
I don't know. What am I doing with my life?
What am I doing with my life? Oh yeah, having fun, party every night.
turn back to satellite radio. See what's happening over there. Oh, this fucking song. So turned up, we in the club, we don't even need a molly. Doing so much over in this corner, thought we was fucking in a party. My lungs filled with Marley, my hands on your body. And I'm going so deep, I'm just letting you know that it's me. I got your face all in the pillow, you can't see. Anybody goes in my party world. Come the fuck on. Now what if we just sing Barbie Girl but change it to be about, you know, tits? I don't know.
Hip-hop nation. And right now we getting into straight hip-hop history.
This is my radio station. Hip-hop nation.
On her Chicago gang shit. It's kind of out there, you know, it's not the style you're used to hearing. I kind of like it though.
Take your bitch from you. And these niggas don't get no respect. I'ma stay 100 till I'm 600. Matter of fact, I gotta keep it 150. For every nigga that's gonna come with me, I'm on rock block with a new city and a blue Billy and a 1-6. Smoke a lot of weed like fuck kings, but a Dutch hit. Got a 40 on me, I don't trust any. And if any nigga ever try to end me, I'ma dash you and pray and God forgive. You too busy hating, you can't get no better. Why y'all so silly? Straight killers, I can call so many. I don't know no bitches, but my mama sus them, my gun and nick. I'm in Hollywood, came from peace and food. Shorty standing in the streets with tools. Where I'm from, we don't play no games. And on April Fool's, you'll make the news. Well, I hate, we don't say no names. If you talk to cops, I'll stay away from you. Keep your mouth shut and them investigations. You'll be out the station in a day or two. Dedication and a little patiently determination on my way to greatness. Don't put yourself up in a situation, putting my relations in your conversation. Shoot an opposition.
Situation.
You get my position, then you better take it. No, some young boys from a while back, trying to lead the
game. Roof removal team. It's a rusted out fucking van with a ladder on top and then just big impact white letters stuck to the window that just says roof removal team. No business, no nothing. Just like, yo man, we roof removal team. Coming at you and shit. Blow the fucking roof off this bitch.
Gang, gang, gang. Shit, man, you already know I'm rocking, man. This is G Herbo, shout out Nicki Minaj, you already know, man. SB just gave me the now with the green beans, just give me the green light. Let niggas have.
tap, man. We pullin' up anywhere wet shit, man. Got 50s in them Tex, 50s in them Max, man. 30s in them Glocks. 17 Shopperettas, all that shit, man. Sawed off pumps, all that shit, man. What you want? How you want it? Where you want it? Where you want it, man? Let's get it. And I ride dolo from state to state, even when I ain't 150, man. Shot rack all the way to Queens. Let's get it.
I always got a trick up my sleeve. I might give you a new trick every week till this album drop.
I think it's weird when songs come out that talk about the album dropping. Like, does that get taken out when you put the album out? Do you, like, remove the ad-libs or you talk about the album?
As well if I wasn't taking them trips with them, nigga.
Meth Lego is smoking that la-la-la. Beanie Sigel is smoking that la-la-la. Neptune track smoke like la-la-la. It's the rap, baby, sing I love the vibe. Come on.
Where's Memphis Bleek right now? Is he in jail or like what? Where's Memphis Bleek? Is he still putting out music somewhere, or is he just did he just make Jay-Z make good on that whole thing of like, you know, as long as Jay-Z is alive, he's a millionaire. Just like, all right, cool. Well, I'm gonna hang out by the pool. I'll see you later.
You wanna pass on my jack, little asses, then hop your ass out that S-class. Lay back in that laid-back roll of best grass. I ask, have you in your long-legged life ever seen a one surrounded by this much pink ice? Look, but don't touch, motherfucker, think twice. Cause I got that I clutch, got a little red light. Need a light to smoke that la-la-la. Beanie Sneaker, always smoking that la-la-la.
Yes, where's Beans? They have a falling out. Beanie Sigel and Jay-Z. They go on the Dame Dash side of shit. I don't know. Like all the. I feel like the roster of artists that became affiliated with The Rock around that time was ridiculous. There were just too many, and a lot of them were suspects. That like Dynasty album, yeah. Like a couple decent Memphis Bleek tracks, like maybe one or two Beanie Sigel joints that I might want to hear sometime, but like, no. Young Guns, yeah. Chris and Neef, we run at this rap shit, you know. I listen to this stuff and like feel like this is the era of like, you know, nothing wrong with the Neptunes and nothing really wrong with Jay-Z, I guess, but like this whole era, this like mid period Jay-Z, like this like post Big Pimpin', pre Black Album, you know, this is like fucking what? Most of this shit is bad. And it's not always Jay-Z's fault. It's like other people on the track or, you know, whatever. But I don't know. Whatever. That's just me, man. That last Jay-Z album was, you know, obviously, like, pretty disappointing. And I don't love early Jay-Z stuff that much either. Like, people go on and on about Reasonable Doubt and how it's this amazing record and all this other stuff. Like, you know, I don't know, man. It just doesn't really do it for me. Like, you know, there's some good stuff there, obviously, but, like, I don't go out of my way to hear it. Not like Abracadabra, which I will go out of my way to hear if I have to, but I rarely have to.
Yeah. some magical early 80s songs with some Call My SXM, which is part of the Sirius XM Internet Radio. And for a limited time, you can get a free trial of Internet Radio. Try it out for yourself by going to SiriusXM.com.
This lady skeleton is speaking to me over the radio.
Lift Tell.
We're going to play this Madonna song.
On the beginning song beats.
And then I'm going to throw bones at Simon Belmont for a while.
Let's go. I don't know what this song is. I'm kind of feeling it. Like, you know, it's got a little 70s groove, you know, this song. Seems like kind of a bad song, but you know, right here, right now. Goes right. Don't even need to listen to it. Leave your worries behind. Going on an escapade. Accidentally listened to too much of Hey Jealousy. Now I've got to listen to this late period Snoop Dogg cut that no one wants to hear. So much so that it stopped coming from the sky. Oh, there it is. He survived long enough to see himself become the villain. I don't mean MC Ren, I mean, like, it's just a lot of, like, there's the Snoop catalog is wide, and there are a lot of songs in it, and many of them are poor. looking at like one or two tracks per album that you're like, okay, this is the Snoop I'm looking for, surrounded by stuff you don't. Like, there was that whole No Limit period where all the fucking beats were coming out of Beats by the Pound and it was all fucking terrible. Like, fucking, yeah, that's what I want to hear. What if Master P songs were rapped over by Snoop? That's like, it's a bad fit for what Snoop is good at, and, you know, and whatever. All the fucking No Limit beats were fucking trash. So, it's just a fucking tragedy. And then, you know, that period ended, and kind of, you know, Snoop got free and clear and got out on his own. You know, the big dog himself. And there's like stuff that's like all right, you know. There's stuff that's good and solid and stuff. You're like, oh, you know, that's okay. But like, in terms of just like absolute classics, in terms of absolute classics, mid-period Snoop does not have a lot to offer. Modern day Snoop is, you know, also pretty spotty. I feel sad that I feel that way, you know, like, because Snoop is iconic, and he is a really impressive. I remember seeing him live, like, you know, just one of those things where, you know, when you go see live hip hop, like, you know, some people do it better than others, right? You know, like, when Dr. Dre is out there, he has a hype man with him, whether it's Snoop or whether it's Nate, you know, like, or he's got, you know, people out there with him that are rapping along with him, finishing his sentences for him so that he can breathe. Because that's how hip-hop works. You write those songs in the studio, you're not always thinking about performing them live. And then when it comes to performing them live, you're like, okay, well, I mean, I need someone out here with me. So, you know, Ice Cube had Mac 10 out there with him, you know, like shit like that. Or Short Chop or whatever the fuck the other guy's name is. You know, it's the role of the hype man is to shout along with the lead rapper at the end of the sentences, at the end of each bar, in a lot of cases, so that there's room to breathe. When I saw Snoop on the Up and Smoke tour, which they put out a DVD of, that I recommend, so you can see the talking devil endo skull for yourself, Snoop didn't have no fucking hype man. He went out there and just fucking did it. And rapped his fucking ass off. It was impressive as shit. I came away from that thing, like, already, like, no, you know, whatever. Like, Snoop's super capable. He's an amazing fucking rapper. You know, just has, like, plenty of just all-time classic great material to go with the stuff that is, you know, I think, subpar. There's an amazing body of work there. And I think he deserves his status, but for me, like, that was the moment where I was like, man, and like, it was like, on top of that, he can fucking rap like a motherfucker. Like, he can just go, you know. It's like, and you think about, you know, if he is smoking as much weed as he says he does, that is doubly impressive. He's got the lung strength to make it work. Yes, the talking devil endo skull came down and said, wait, is it the chronic? I can't hear you. Is it the chronic? Well then, blaze that shit then. It was just the dumbest fucking, it was just amazing. Amazing. And there's also this whole, like, this, the fucking, the Dre and Snoop set opens with a fucking, like, a little fucking short film of them going to a liquor store and, or, like, hanging out in hotels and fucking, and then going to a liquor store that gets robbed and then having to lay some fools down, and then they walk out of the liquor store and directly onto the stage. You're like, fuck, this is the fucking best shit I've ever seen in my life. And then on the stage was the liquor store that they were walking out. Yeah, fucking awesome. Fucking amazing. Just track down that DVD and watch it. That stuff's crazy. But anyway, yeah. Snoop's amazing. I think he lends his name and likeness to a few too many products, let's say. The Snoop DeVille, the Snoop DeGrill. Maybe some things that... Maybe Snoop is involved in some questionable business. Maybe he should say no a little more often. He's like, maybe I don't need to be on this Katy Perry track. I don't, maybe that's not a good move for Snoop Dogg. But at the same time, if he's getting paid off that stuff, like, whatever. It's I'm not going to deny the man his right to earn a good living and keep that good living going by any means necessary, obviously. But... I just feel like the music has suffered over the last several years, I feel like, in an alternate universe, the release of Snoop material is like an event. You're like, oh, shit, there's going to be, the same way you have people, fiending, waiting for Dre to put another album out, people should feel that way when a new Snoop song drops. Like, oh, shit, he's decided to put more stuff out. That's, wow. But the quality control has just not been there, And I hate that I feel that way. It's unfortunate, I wasn't even necessarily opposed to the Snoop Lion stuff, as kind of silly as some of that stuff got. Snoop want to put out a reggae album? Absolutely. Sure. Go for it. I don't know how often he's on these days, but I get notifications via email from time to time. Snoop has his own Ustream channel, and I highly recommend seeking it out and watching some of that sometime if you want to see a man get his hair done while he smokes weed while listening to music loud. If you just want to watch Snoop Dogg listen to music real loud, get his hair taken care of while blunts are smoked.
Come on, come on, and when it all falls down, oh, it's outside, south side, we gon' set this party off. Nation, Nina 9 right here. And don't forget to all the throwbacks you want to hear. You know I always got to put you up on where you can find them because I do get a lot of requests for them. But SiriusXM 46, that's Backspin. That's where you need to be for all your classic hip-hop favorites. You can go check all of those out over there. Or if you're looking for R&B, SiriusXM 47, The Heat. That's where you need to be tuned into. It's either Dion or Free. I know one of them holding you down right now, so you can definitely get your request in. And of course, like I always tell you about the online situation, it's
online. Yes, tell me about the online situation.
The channel is 725, and I'm talking about SiriusXM Fly. It's one of our newer channels, but it's only online. Still dope. Still got the classics and the hits. Yeah. Make sure you check them out.
Rap day. Johnny Manziel. 5 years later, how am I the man still? Draft day. A Wiggins. Fuck that other side, bitch. We stay winning. Oh, man. You know I had to do it for you. You know I had to do it for you. Yeah. Susan Todd's yelling out.
Oh, left turn, you're killing me. Let's see. See if I can get to from the Broadway tunnel to the office in 20 minutes. It's doable. Could be tight, but it's doable. Relatively recently that I have gained respect for Drake. I think that album, that last album he put out was good. Okay, we're going. And then it was like, you know, I think it might have been like as recent as his verse on fucking Problems. You know, Drake's got some shit to say. Or at the very least, he is effective at saying shit. Once he kind of got away from all that fucking hashtag rap bullshit. He's doing his thing, I don't know. He seems to have a heart about it. You know, in a similar way to Kanye, you know, some of Kanye's stuff, like, the, you know, it's not all just fucking bullshit, tough man posturing. You know, it's a little bit more of the fucking dichotomy, a little bit more of the toughness with the sensitivity behind it that is actual real life. As opposed to just, I've got guns! We're smoking weed! Also, I'm gonna pistol whip you, bitches. Not to say that, you know, several Drake songs don't deal with those exact topics, but I think he handles it just better than many. He is focused on his craft. And put together some pretty good tracks, I think. Is he still the Canadian kid from Degrassi? Absolutely! That's all right.
Hold up. And there's new music being played. Did y'all like it?
Or did y'all hate it?
Join the hip hop music meet.
Log on to SiriusXM.com/hiphopnation.
Zone 4. New money.
I just bought a Cadillac.
Just bought a Cadillac. Throw some D's on that bitch.
I guess, you know, like, the thing with Drake is, you know, like, for, like, whatever his past and all that stuff and how that doesn't necessarily roll up into a nice, tidy hip-hop story. You know, being an actor, being the wheelchair guy from the kids' show or whatever. I feel like his some of his material is complicated enough to address and deal with the sides he has to him, you know? Like, he seems like he is coming by his material at least somewhat honestly. Whereas, like, you know, a lot of your fucking tough guy rappers just sound like they're just like, this is the blueprint, this is how I was instructed to act. Like, I'm gonna be the fucking ice cold murdering motherfuckers, straight gangsta shit, which sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. Or, you know, I think most often it works and then it very much doesn't work. I mean, look at 50 Cent. Like, you talk shit about Drake, but fucking, when was the last time 50 Cent was hungry, other than when he was starving himself to fucking slim down for that fucking movie role? Come on. And now the shit he's putting out, it just doesn't ring true to me at all. It's just like, you're the guy that fucks around on Twitter all day, fucking talking shit to people. You're the guy who stirs up beef as a business tactic. Like, fuck you. Kendrick Lamar is a good dichotomy. Yeah, you're right. Kendrick's perfect to that shit. Like, Kendrick comes across as a real fucking person. And not, like, hip-hop real, not keeping it real, gangster real. Like, you know, a fucking actual fucking human. And the fucking problems that come with that, you know? Especially, you know, unique to his situation and his upbringing and all that stuff. You know, like, that shit just seems honest. I think that's you know, it's one of the big parts of Kendrick's appeal, I think, you know, but also that he can rap his fucking ass off, god damn, like, you know, like, he is incredible and has a sound unto himself that, you know, I don't think anyone else is really doing, and, you know, for that, you know, for me, like, just as someone who loves his West Coast shit a lot, like, having him kind of, you know, come out of LA and come out of, you know, Compton and stuff, like, you know, that's interesting to me. Like, I was always pulling for the Game when the Game first hit, you know, because he, you know, had a lot of people co-signing him and all other stuff, and he was rapping real well, and then Game went crazy. And got tattoos on his face, and was like, I'm gonna retire, and fuck Jay-Z, and all this other, you know, like, those first two Game albums, I think, are good, and then after that, it's just kind of like, I feel like he lost what made him interesting somewhere along the way. Which is too bad, because, you know, it's like, you listen to some of the mixtape shit the Game was putting out, you know, kind of before he blew up, or as he was in the process of blowing up, and it's like, what, like, 300 bars and running, it's like, all that stuff, just... He's just going. You're like, man, this is crazy. And he was reverent to NWA the same way that I was, which I can appreciate. He's like, yeah, no, that's, yep. Straight Out of Compton is a good album, Game. You and I agree on that. At some point, that got to be a bit much. And then when, you know, like, he was no longer on Aftermath, all this stuff, like, that was, that stuff was weird. All right, I made it, with some time to spare. Go have this quick little meeting here, and then get down to work. Brought in all my PC Engine stuff to hook it all up and make sure it works before we do this thing tomorrow. So I gotta check all that out, and we gotta record some other stuff. And yeah, I'll see you guys later.